Today's Shizm Sechta Tamur Daf Tess. We will begin on Daf Tess Amin Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Mimir Min Atzon Al Abakar. Tamura is done when we go from Tzon to Bakar, Min Abakar Al Tzon, from Bakar to Tzon, Min Akvasim Al Izim, Min Izim Al Akvasim, from all these different types of animals. And the Gemara, the Mitzvah Shem, in a moment, will teach us how we know this halacha. And although the Brisker Rav asked the question, why would I think that Tamura is not effective from Tzon to Bakar or Bakar to Tzon? Says the Brisker Rav, since we know that the Torah specifies under certain circumstances which type of animal should be used for carbon, and therefore if you designate a different type of animal, it should not be considered a viable Tamura. That's why the Mishnah has to teach us that it still is considered a tamura. Similarly, he explains, is the pshat in the next halacha in the Mishnah, Abin Azacharim al Nekevus, from Nekevus al Zacharim. Because here too, the Torah says sometimes specifically to use a zachar as a carbon, and therefore we would maybe have thought if you made a Nekevus the tamura, that's not considered a tamura. So the Mishnah tells us it is. Min Tamimim al Mumin, Balim Mumin al Tamimim. You can make a tamura from tamim to balmum and vice versa. And again, the Brisker Rav explains, because we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn in our coming shiurim that by certain animals, a yotzi doifin and klayim, tamura is not effective. So I would think min atamim al balmumin it is also not. So that's why we need to learn that it is indeed effective. Shnemer, and how do we know this halacha? Because the Torah HaKadosh says, Laichlifenu v'layomar oisai toy b'ra oira b'toiv. So the Torah is saying that we can't use toiv, a healthy animal, as an exchange for an unhealthy animal, or vice versa. We have machlokes, we have actually two machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos disagree first in pshat in the pasuk. Rashi, and that's how, we're going to learn like Rashi learns the pasuk, that the first animal mentioned in the pasuk is the animal that's the tamura, that means it's the second animal we're bringing. And the second animal, the bara, the toy bara, the rabbi toiv, is the animal that's the carbon. Tosfos learns the other way around. Furthermore, there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Our Mishnah speaks about making a tamura from a healthy animal to balmum or vice versa. What about if both animals are balimum? So Rashi holds that if both animals are balimum, it's not effective tamura. Tosfos disagrees. However, says our Mishnah, Eza toy bara, what is the case of toy bara? Balimum shekodem ekdeshim smumin. As we mentioned the other day, and as we learned the Masechta Bechayrus on Daf Yud Dalid, there are two types of situations of balimum. One situation of a balimum is an animal that was always a balimum. The second type of animal that's a balmum is an animal that was healthy, you were magdish it, and then it became a balmum. Teaches us our Mishnah that only by an animal which was once healthy and then became a balmum is there this halacha. Even though it's a balmum, the halachas of tamur will apply. But if the animal was always a balmum, it was a balmum before you were magdish it, then it will not be an effective tamura. However, the Shita Mukabetza says, when we make this distinction that our Mishnah just made and we'll discuss in the Gemara in a moment, it's only when we speak about the animal that's the kotchim animal. That's where the Mishnah makes a difference if it was always, if it was a balmum before or after you were magdish it. On the chulin animal, it makes no difference and it will always be considered valid tamura, even if it was a balmum before you used it for the tamura procedure. Begins the Gemara Menoani Mili. So from where do we know all of the halachas that we just learned in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan Behema Behema. The Pasuk says Behema Behema, Mekan Shemim Mirim Min Atzoyin Al Abakar, Min Abakar Al Atzoyin, Min Akfosim Al Izim, Min Izim Al Akfosim, Min Azucharim Al Nekevus, Min Nekevus Al Zucharim, Un Balimumen Al Atamimim, Un Min Atamimim Al Balimumen. Continues the Braisa, Yochol, as we just discussed, Afilu Koydem Mum Lagdashin, that even if the animal was a balmum before you were magdashit, the halacha should be that it's not a valid, that it's a valid tamura. Tamalaymar, lo yachlifen v'lo yama isoy, toy bera ra betoyf, ve'ez a toy bera. What is the situation that toy bera, the Torah still says is considered an act of tamura? Strictly, bali mumen shekidem hadeshim es mumen. If it was a bal mum, then first you were magdashit and only afterwards became a bal mum. But if it was a bal mum before you were magdashit, the tamura would not be considered a tamura. Ask the Gemara, that's the braisa. Says the Gemara, the braisa is saying that we notice halacha from the pasuk. But ask the Gemara, where in the pasuk do we see this halacha? My Talmuda, where in the pasuk do we see this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amabaya, name a craw, loyach. It would have been enough, says Abaya, for the pasuk to say, "Lo yachlifen v'lo yomar isoy toy b'ra'u rabboi." Why does the Torah have to use the word toiv another time? But toiv achrina lomali. Why does the Torah have to use the word toiv again? Shmami, no. To teach us only if it was toiv mikara, it was healthy before you designated it as a carbon, then oisa tamura could be part of a tamura procedure. But if it was ra mikara, it was a bal mum before you were magdashit, ain't oisa tamura. Rav Amar, and as we'll see in the Gemara, the machloikis of Abaye and Rava is not a halachic machloikis. They both agree with the din of the Mishnah and the din of the Braisa. Their machloikis is just a drasha, how to learn the drasha. Says Rava, Rava says, Tavayu toivi suri miyasri. The Torah should not have had to mention the word toiv at all. Because imke nicht of kra, the Torah could have just have written, la yechlefenev la yomai say bara or bara boy. Lomalil amichtav tavai toiv. Why must the Torah use the word toiv twice? Chad toiv. But I feel but toiv nami kimei malaki. To tell us that if the first animal is a healthy animal and the second animal is a healthy animal, it's still considered an act of tamura. That's one time the word toiv comes to teach us. Vidach, and the second toiv is where Abaye and Rava agree to teach us only if toiv mikara, if the animal was healthy before you were magdashit, is the halacha oisa tamura. Ram mikara, but if it was about mum before you were magdashit, ain't oisa tamura. So Rava, unlike Abaye, is saying that both times the Torah uses the words toiv are extra, and the need for the first toiv is to teach us that even if you take two healthy animals, it's going to be considered an act of tamura. Asked about, what about Abaye? How will Abaye know that halacha from? Says Abaye, I don't need to say it. I don't need a pasuk to teach us. Omer, he says, kav chaymuhu. It's obvious that toiv b'toiv is considered an act of tamura. Why? Says Abaye. Umat toiv b'ra. Let's think about it. We start off with an unhealthy animal. Yes, it was once healthy. But now it's unhealthy. And we do tamura on a healthy animal. So we think about it, we're doing a great thing. The uli kamali, aren't we doing something wonderful? We're exchanging an unhealthy animal with a healthy animal. Still, the Torah Kedosha says, lucky you get malchus. Toiv b'toiv. We're really not accomplishing anything. This animal is a healthy animal, but you replace an animal, they're both healthy. The kadodi ninu, like koshke and the lucky. So Abaye says to Rava, your first limud, I don't need. It's obvious that that is the halacha. How does Rava respond? Rava responds, we know there's a rule throughout Shas. Ain't ein shem adin, you can't give malchus based on a kavachoymer. And that's why we need a pasuk to teach us this lesson. How does Abaye respond to that? It's not a kavachoymer. It's just ki gorm toimi ra. Toiv and ra, both the same. And therefore, it's not considered a kavachoymer that we should have a problem with ein shem adin. So I saw a beautiful explanation. Beautiful explanation. As I said a moment ago, there's a rule throughout Shas, very common, ein ein shem adin. Why? Why ein ein shem adin? So there's a mashah, a very interesting mashah. The mashah says, how does a kavachayma work? Let's speak about our Gemara. If by a lesser aveira, you get malchus, certainly by a more serious aveira, you ought to get malchus. What does Ein Ein Shem Adin say? You know what? if the more serious aveira, if it's a more serious aveira, maybe that onish isn't enough. Maybe you need a more serious punishment. So says Abaye, very gishmak. Ein onish min adin is only in a case where it is an argument that could be made that maybe a stricter punishment is in place. Here there's no other punishment that's available. Tmura is malchus. The discussion is not the punishment in our Gemara. The discussion is it a tmura? Once we identify it as an act of tmura, then it's automatically malchus. So therefore, Abaye says, the normal reason why we ought to say ein onshim and adin isn't applicable here. And that's why I could say onshim and adin. What does Rava say? Because Rava has a different reason why ein onshim and adin. The Chachamim give two explanations. One explanation is, why indeed don't you give malchus based on a Kal V'Chomer? Because a Kal V'Chomer by definition is logic. And what will happen if the logic is refuted? But he already got malchus. You can't get the malchus back. That's one explanation that the Achronim give. Another explanation, we spoke about this other explanation in our Masecht already, is that the model for lavim that you get malchus is lav de chasima. There, the malchus isn't through a Kal V'Chomer, it's through an open pasuk. And since that is the model for all Chiyuve Malchus, if it doesn't follow that mold, there's no Malchus. So says Rava, you're right, Abaya. Logically, I agree with you. But Ein Onshim and Adin is applicable in all situations, and therefore, if I didn't have a pasuk to teach us the halacha of Toy B'Toyv, I can't rely on a Kal V'Chomer. Continues the Gemara. The Torah Kedoshah, we spoke about this briefly at the beginning of the Masechta. When it speaks about the lav of Tamura, it says, says the Gemara, lo yachal fenu means b'shal acherim. When I take your animal, I'm not allowed to use it to make a tamura. V'lo yomar yisai b'shal atman, nor can I use my own animal. So, at the beginning of the Masechta, we quoted a Taisus, one of the first Taisus in the Masechta. Taisus asked the Kasha, why did the Mishnah say that you only get one set of Malchus for tamura? There's two lavin, lo yechlifen v'lo yomer oisai. So what was Taisus' first teretz? Taisus' first teretz is, you're right, you get more than one set of malchus. The point of our Mishnah wasn't to speak about numbers. Ask the Lechem Mishnah, how could Taisus be right? Our Gemara just taught us that lo yechlifen v'lo yomer oisai, talking about two different situations. Lo yechlifen is when I'm using your animal. Lo yomer oisai is when I'm using my animal. So indeed, there's only one malchus. So what's Pshat of Taisus' teretz? So the Beis Halevi says a beautiful explanation. The Beis Halevi says, we aren't to understand the Gemara like we just understood it. The Gemara here doesn't mean to say that la yachal fenu is strictly when I use your animal. La yomar I say strictly when I use my animal. That's not Pshat in the Gemara, says the Beis Halevi. Pshat in the Gemara, says the Beis Halevi, is that the Gemara is looking at the Pasuk and asking, why does the Pasuk change the wording? La yachal fenu v'la yomar I say. There must be a lesson here. The lesson is to teach us that tamura is in all situations, whether it's your carbon or my carbon. But that's the focus of the Gemara. But the lav, you're either two lavim and two malchus, no matter what the act of tamura was. Continues the Gemara. V'lichta v'layach l'fena, v'layabaya yamaysay. If I could use your animal to make a tamura, certainly I could use my animal. So why does the Torah have to say it? Answers the Gemara. Iksiv hachi, have a minutaitzizu, that when is there a malchus? When I intend to take off the kedusha from the first animal and then make the second animal kaddish. Avol meimer, the tavayu kamagdish. In a case where I want to keep both of them kaddish. Eimer loy loki, I haven't done anything wrong. I'm just making more kedusha, kamash malan. And the stipler and other achroinim say that this gemara, the havinim and the maskana, is an issue that we've discussed in our shiurim. Because we've discussed in our shiurim, what is the aveira of tamura? Is the aveira of tamura the fact that you wanted to take off the kedusha from the first animal? Or is the aveira of tamura that you wanted to make the second animal kaddish? So the Gemara in the Havim in the thought that the aveira is that you wanted to make the first animal, which is kaddish chulin. Says the Gemara, that's not the aveira. Even if you don't want to do it, making the second animal kaddish is the aveira of tamura. So we just learned, based on a pasuk, that if I take your animal, which is a carbon, and I do a tamura, it's considered that I did an act of tamura. Ask the Gemara, Hai b'shalai acherim hechidami. Exactly what are the circumstances being discussed? Inayim behemek hedish today. that I'm taking my hegdish animal, the chulin de alma, and your regular animal, and I want to make your animal into a tamura for the carbon. Ask the Gemara, could that be done? Me matzik kat magdish. Is there a half a minute that will work? We know that the Torah Kedoshah says, ish ki yagdish beisha kodesh lashem amrachmana, ma desa b'rishusoy, av kabrishusoy. I can't make your animal kodesh. Ella, the heim of the hegdish, the alma, your hegdish animal, v'chul in the day. I want to take your hegdish animal and make it on my animal, and make my chulin animal kodesh through your animal. Ask the Marmi Matfis, Bedavashen Shalai, can I use your animal for Hatfasa? So the Achrayim debate how to understand Pshat and this Gemara. Some Achrayim say that there's a Pasuk that indicates that Hatfasa doesn't work with your animal. I can't just take your animal. Others say that we find that Hatfasa works. The luck is if you're a Nazar and I say Hareini, I'm going to be like you, that Hatfasa works. But here it's a Tamura. And a tamura can't work with that tfasa just by saying it without your permission. Answers the Gemara. Mi matfis b'davishen ishaloi. Answer my loyal behemoth the hegdish dalm. It's your animal that's hegdish. The chulin today, it's my chulin animal. So I, there's a problem that it shouldn't work because of that tfasa. Answers the Gemara, going to omer mori that the owner of that animal, going to omer mori the behemoth the hegdish, the animal of that hegdish at, the owner of that hegdish animal, says, Kol ha-roitz lohamu behem to yavu yavu. I give permission to everybody to do it. And there's a very big discussion in the Achroinim, how does this work? Some say that by you making this announcement, Kol ha-roitz lohamu yavu yamir, you're pointing anybody into a shliach. The problem with that approach is that we have a rule throughout Shasa and Shlich Ledvar Avera. So how would shlichus work here? So Neidah Behuda says a very big chiddush. Neidah Behuda says that en shlich ledvar aveira only speaks to the veracity of the shlichus, but that doesn't mean that you can't do something. It doesn't mean that the shlichus is not a shlichus. There's no punishment. En shlich ledvar aveira means that if you send me to do an aveira, I'll get the punishment, not you. But that doesn't mean that the shlichus is not a shlichus. A very big chiddush of the Neidah Behuda. Others say that this is not a lumdus of shlichus. The lambda theory is, you're just giving general permission. So, and the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, the Michas Chinuch explains the Gemara this way. There's a very big difference what's happening here. You own an animal that's Hegdish, you own a Magdish animal. So in order for me to be able to do a Tamura with that animal, you're just granting permission, Kala Roitzel Lahava Yavav Yomir is adequate. But everybody will agree, says the Michas Chinuch, that if I want to take your animal, and make it kaddish on my animal, do a tamura with your animal to my behema, kala roitz lahava yavav yami is not enough. There you would have to give much longer permission, much more specific permission. The other question is, so let's say this happened. You have an animal that's hegdish. You said kala roitz lahava yavav yami, and I went and brought my animal and I did tamura. So who gets the avera? Most Achroinim say that the one who actually did the Tamura gets the Aveira. Rav Chaim Brisk is not that sure. Because he says, without your permission, our Gemara says, we could have never begun. So maybe you ought to get the Malkus of the Tamura. Says the Mishnah Mamirim Ech B'Shnayim, we could do Tamura one for two, or Shnayim B'Echad, or two for one. Ech B'Meyah, or Meyah B'Echad. So Mechis Chinuch says here as well, if I take 100 animals, if I take one animal to be the tamura of 100 animals, I'll only get one malchus. But if I take 100 animals to be the tamura of one, I'll get 100 malchus. Rav Shimon Eimer, Eimer Mirim El Becha Becha. It could only be one by one. Shneva Hayuhu Smarasa Yur Kaidish, Ma Hum Miyochet Afi Miyuchetis. Interesting question the Sfas Emes poses. Rav Shimon says it has to be a one to one. What happens if you start with two animals? So could I take two animals? If I start with two hegdish animals, could I take two chulin animals? Would Rav Shimon agree? Or is Rav Shimon's opinion, it always could be no more than one, no matter how many animals you begin with? It doesn't answer the question. Begins the Gemara in analyzing the machlokes of the Mishnah. Menani mili, where do we know this halacha from? It says the one of the Tanur Rav, behema, behema. The pasuk says behema, behema. Mekan, shemirim, echad, beiz, beiz, beechad. Ech v'meyo, mey bech. It doesn't make a difference how many animals. Shimon Aymer, Eimer Mirim, as we just learned in Mishnah, El ech bech, v'chinam behema b'behema, v'loy behema b'behemais, v'loy behemais u'behema. So how did Rabbanim respond to Shimon? Rav Shimon's point is very well said. The Torah uses the words behema, not behemais. Amalai, respond the Rabbanim to Rav Shimon. But sinu, we have a precedent that behema shakruya behema. The Torah uses the word behemus and it means behema. Shnema, the pasuk says in Yoina, they say vanilai achmoil on the city of Nineveh that has behema rabba. Behema rabba means it has a lot of animals, and yet the Torah uses the word behema. How does Rav Shimon respond? Shim behema rabba ikri, behema stamloi ikri. So asked Mefarshim, Rav Shimon has successfully defended himself against the pasuk of behema. The pasuk in Yonah, because it says behema rabba, not just behema. But there's another pasuk that we all learned. The pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu says, he sends a message to Esav, v'hili shor v'tzoyim, and we know he had more than one animal. So we see that even though he uses the lashon yachid, it means many. What's Rav Shimon going to do with that pasuk? So the Mefarshim say two terutzim that are very similar. One is, when the pasuk is obvious, when the pasuk is obvious what it means, Rav Shimon says you could use a lashon yachid and it means many. That pasuk is the best example. This pasuk is ambiguous. The Torah says the word behema. Rav Shimon says it means one animal. The Rabbanan says it means many animals. Says Rav Shimon to Rabbanan, the pasuk by itself we don't know how to understand. If the Torah really wanted it to really meant rabbim, the Torah shouldn't have used the word behema, which is hard to understand, and use the word behemais. The fact that the Torah used the word behemais, behema, is an indication that it means one behema, not more. That's one teretz. Another teretz, which is very similar, that Rav Shimon says, only in a pasuk where there's a nafkamina la halacha, is the Torah specific about using a lashon yachid or lashon rabim according to the circumstances. When Yaakov Avinu said, v'hili shayi v'tzayin, it doesn't make a difference if it means many or not many. The point he's trying to get is, there's no halachic nafkamina, and you can't use that pasuk as a raya to this situation. Ask the Gemara, the Talmud of Shimon Shem Behemahu, is the reasoning for Rav Shimon's opinion because the Torah uses the word behema, a lashon yachid? Let's learn our Mishnah. The Talmud of Shimon Shem Mahu Miyuchad, Af Tamur Miyuchadis. Isn't that what Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah? He says the Gemara, just the way to understand the back and forth between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. B'kara Amal Rav Shimon, M'vahayi v'hu v'suravasrei. He indeed used that pasuk as the basis for his opinion. V'chichazad dasha b'adam v'behema. But then he heard his colleagues, the Chachamim, basing their opinion on the word behema. So he said, behema, behema. Amalahem, so Rav Shimon said to them, Iyu mahasam nami. I base my opinion really on the other pasuk that we learned in the Mishnah. But even the pasuk that you use as the source for your opinion isn't good. Because behema doesn't mean a rabbim, behema means a yachid. We begin now a machlokes, as we'll see, of Rav Shlokish and Rav Yochanan. The way Rashi says and Tosfos says to learn this Gemara, and this is the way we're going to learn this Gemara, is that really we're starting a new sugya. There are, however, Rishonim, and Rashi quotes that as an opinion, that this may be connected to the previous Gemara, how Rav Shimon continues using the pasuk, the pasuk for this purpose, to defend his opinion. But we're not going to learn with that mahalach. As I said, most Rishonim say not to learn that way. So it says the Gemara, Amar Yishlok, Shmoy Rav Shimon, that even though he said you can't take, it's a one-on-one relationship, he says, Mamirim v'chayzer Mamirim. Which means as follows. I did tamura on this animal. I could keep on doing it again and again. My tama, kadush rishona, the hegdish leich and holcha. The first animal is hegdish. And every time you do tamura with that animal, it's going to be considered an act of tamura. In fact, I saw a very interesting tshuva from the Michas Yitzchak. He says, we see here that if something has kadusha, it could keep on spreading the kadusha. So he says the same halacha applies on Peirush Shviyas and Etzes Yisrael. Peirush Shviyas in Etzes Yisrael are considered Shemitah Peirus. And if you use it to sell, then you can keep on selling those Peirus, because the the farmer could sell to a distributor and he could sell to another distributor. So everybody who buys those payers, that money gets Kedusha Shvius. So he asks, we unfortunately know that not all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael are Makbid on Hilchos Shvius. So why should we not be concerned that a lot of the currency in Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year is from Peyrus Shvius, based on this Gemara? So he says, because there are so many situations, first of all, not everybody only does business with fruit. People sell other things besides fruit. And second of all, he says, particularly in Yerushalayim, the minig is that they don't consider property, land that's really owned by non-Jews, to be considered subject to Hilchos Shvius. So since you have a lot of those fruits sold in the country, so he feels that he doesn't have a roiv of that money, and he can rely that the roiv of the money in the system in Eretz Yisrael is not from that kind of situation, and therefore you don't have to be worried that if you get some money in Eretz Yisrael, if you get shkolim in the Shemitah year, that they have Kedusha Shvius. Again, Amrei Shlokish. Maidav Shimon Shemimir Mechayz Memirim. My Tama, Kedusha Rishonah de Hegdish Lehechen Holcha. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Shlokish, and he says included in Rabbi Shimon's lenient opinion is K'shem Shemimirim Beis Be'echad. You can't do a two-for-one swap. Kach a memir v'chayz memir. Says the Gemara. Tanya kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavasa de Rish Lakish. Both of these Amoraim have brises that support their opinions. Tanya kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan. K'shem shememirim echa b'shnayim. Kach a memir v'chayz memir. Tanya kavasa de Rish Lakish. K'shem shem Rabbi Shimon shem memirim shnayim be'echad. Kach ein chayzrim v'memirim. Tamaloimer, Bahayahu Usrasa, I feel with Meya. You can't do two for one, but you can keep on doing it one after another after another. Begins the Gemara. Fire of oven. The Divayimer Aimir Vachaizim Vimirim. According to the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that you can't do it again and again. While be the halacha, asked the Gemara, Hifrish Asham Laskapabai. Somebody designated a carbon asham for his carbon. The hemabot, and then he did a tamura with that animal. The humam, and then the first animal that I designated for my carbon asham became a bamum. The chira arachar, and I went and I took a second animal because obviously, as we learned extensively in this masechta, you can't use an animal that's a bamum for carbon. So I already have now two animals. I have the first animal that I designated for carbon asham. I have the second animal, but that animal I once did a tamura with already. And now I have the second animal, which is a healthy animal that I want to use for my carbon. I need to say a halacha here. The halacha is what happens if I lose that animal. I'm sort of a shlamazel here. First my animal becomes bamum, and now I lose my animal. So halacha is I could take a third animal for the carbon ashram. What happens if I find, and now I find my second animal. What's the din of that animal? That animal is nitik lekarbon oila. It gets designated to be carbon oila, and even lechatchili, you shouldn't use it as a carbon oila. You should let it become balmum and use the proceeds for carbon oila, but the other you could use it itself for carbon oila as well. There's actually a machlokus, what type of a carbon oila, my private carbon oila or an oila tzibur. All the Mepharshim say that our Gemara has to be following the opinion that it's a private oila, because by a carbon tzibur there's no tamura. So it has to be that our Gemara is following the opinion that's used for my carbon oila. So again, my first animal I designated for carbon asham, did a tamura with it, then it became a balmum, so I took another animal in its place, lost that second animal, the neskapa b'kashim acher, took a third animal, and now the second animal was found, and it's nitik l'ayla, mash yamaba. So now the second animal can I make a tamura? Why? If we say emamirim v'chayzim emamirim, maybe this second animal is an extension of the first animal, and we can't do it again. Amar Abaye, Ma'akam Abaye. Says Abaye, let's break down this question. If his question is beis guf mekdusha achas, that we have one animal becomes a balmum, and then I designate a second animal in its place, And the question is, since the kedusha of the second animal emanates from the first animal, and it's Allah ein chayzim emirim, so if that's your question, tabayla b'lay miskaper. So why do I have to make the question complicated? I should have just asked the question as I just described it. First animal, did tamur with it, and then used it and have a second animal. What's the status of that second animal? E. And if your question is, Beis Kedushas v'Guf Echad, where you had an animal that originally was designated to be Karban Ashram, and then because of the circumstances that I described, it became a Karban Oila. And your question is, that even though Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yochanan, holds Eim Amirim v'Chayzim Amirim, maybe that's only when it retains the same type of being the same type of carbon, but when it switches names, then you can do tumur again. So you should have asked it that way. Why do you have to make it a complicated story? Igbeis kedushas v'gu echad tabayle b'layhumam. Just when a carbon ashram turns into a carbon oila, can you do a tumur with it again or not? Says the Gemara. So why did Rav Avin make it so complicated? Answers the Gemara. Rav Avin chad v'gai chad v'kam b'ayle b'mtim tzolayma. He really wanted one story. And all of the and with that one story, all of the questions to be asked will have been asked. And let's understand what he says. That means, again, the case that you started with a carbon ashram. If it came by mum, so you took another animal. Loi, there you'll say that the second animal cannot be part of a tamura procedure. Mishum, the hei kedusha, because it's all the same kedusha. Ha'eim ba'chad zimna, and you already did tamura with the first animal. So now, I'll say, why would be the halacha when you have shnei kedushas, shnei gufim shnei kedushas? When you have the second animal, and not only is the second animal, but the second animal is also a different kedusha, because it turned from carbon ashram to carbon oila. Maybe since there's so much of a transformation, even if you hold normally eim amirim v'chayzim amirim, here, there's so much change that it should be able to be the source of a new tamura, and he remains with a teiku. Lishtachrina, a different version of this Gemara, by Rav Avin. Rav Yochanan to Eim Amirim v'Chayzim Amirim. According to Rav Yochanan, says you can't do it again. Hifrish Asham l'skapaba. If somebody was mafrish a carbon asham to use for a kapara, v'Hem Rabbi, and he did tamura with it, v'Humam, and it became bamum, v'Cholay, Alacher, and therefore you brought another animal. Mashu yachser, the yomer. Can that second animal be the source of a tamura process? Another situation. Niskaper ba'ashem acher. If you used one carb, you had two animals, you designated an animal for carbon ashram, lost it, and therefore used a different animal. And then found the first animal. Since this animal now is not an ashram anymore, it became an oila. So the question is, can it now be the source of a carbon, of a tamura? Says the Gemara, and I need to stop and repeat a vart of the Shita. Because this vart of the Shita is essential to understanding all of the Gemara as we go further. The Shita says, the way to understand this Gemara is that Abai is speaking about two different situations. One was speaking about Kedusha Achas v'shnei gufim. The first and second animal are both Asham, but they're two different animals. And the second question is Guf Achad, one animal, v'shnei kedushas. First it's Asham, then it's an Oila. And the Shita says that it's clear to the Gemara that one is more of a Shaila than the other. The Gemara isn't sure which one. But one of a situation is more logical to be a candidate for Tamura than the other. And therefore, what the Gemara's question now is, if we'll establish that in the situation where it's more logical that it should be Tamura, it's not a valid Tamura, we'll have the answer to the other question. And therefore, what the Gemara is doing, says the Shita, is saying, why do you have to ask both questions? By answering one, we'll have the answer to the other. Says the Gemara, Haikarabayle, which is the real question that is the Gemara's issue? If it's Kedusha Acheres Boisaguf, the case where it turned from Oshim to an Oila. If that's to the Gemara, the more logical question, Loi Nibai Huma V'chula Ba'achar, then you shouldn't speak about two Oshams with two animals. You shouldn't speak about two animals. E Guf Echad Boisa Kedusha, but if the question is, when you have a different animal, and since it's a different animal, that's why you feel it's more of a reason that tamura should be applicable. So why are you asking both questions? Ask one, as I just explained, and the other one will fall into place. Answers the Gemara, the same terrors that we had a few moments ago. Rav Oven, it's all really one big question. He's asking as follows. Humam, if it became Bamum, the Chilah Acher, Mash Viach Vyomer, Miyam Rinan, Biashim Rishin, your first animal that you once used for Tamura, Hudain Chayzer Maimer, it can't be used again for Tamura. But here, when we have a second animal, Avo Beguf Afer, when you have another animal, yes, I forgot the Kodesh Boitz of Kedusha, it's also Kavan Asham. But since it's a different animal, perhaps Chayzer Maimer, or you could argue, no, Kabbalah is a Kedusha. The first animal is a Karban Asham. The second animal is a Karban Asham. The second animal's Kedusha emanates from the first animal because it was only designated because the first animal became a Bamum. Ein Chayzer B'Meimer. If that's what you're going to say, so he goes on to ask. El Neskapa B'Asham Acher. Now you took a third animal because your second animal got lost. V'Nitak Zer Rishon L'Olam. And it's not really the Rishon, it's the Sheini. The second one now became a Karma Oila. So now we go on to ask Mashi Yachs V'Yomibay. Mi Emrinan, Ki Eimeim V'Choyzer Meimer, Hanemila Oysa Guf Oysa Kedusha, Avol Oysa Guf B'Kedusha Acheres Choyzer Meimer, because now it's not a Karma Nashim anymore, now it's a Karma Oila. Adom Avgav the Kedusha Acheres, it is indeed a new Kedusha, but it's still the same animal. Kim Oysa Gufu Ein Choyzer Meimer, the Gemara remains with a Teiko. What we're going to have now is essentially the same back and forth, just with a different halacha. I'm Rav Shimon Levi. Hekdesh Rishon Maisav Chemish. The halacha we learned, and we will learn tomorrow's shir again, that if somebody is the one that was magdish an item, not when he's paid that he has to add a chemish. But that's only the owner. If I was magdish something and you are paid that, you don't have to add a chemish. But then there's another halacha. Even if I have to add a chaymish, it's only the first time. Which means as follows. I have an animal. I want to be paided. Again, only under certain circumstances may I be paided. Most notably, it became a balmum. You can't be paided a healthy animal. So I had an animal. I was magdished animal. It became a balmum. I was paided. How was I paided? I didn't bring cash. I brought another animal. And the other animal was equal, a chaymish more than the first animal. So I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Now the halacha is that the second animal, if I want to be paid, I don't have to add a chaymish, even though I'm the balabas. I'm Rabbi Shur ben Levi, hegdish rishon moisav chaymish, then hegdish moisav chaymish. I'm Rabbi Papa, my time Rabbi Shur ben Levi, from where does this halacha come? I'm a kra, because the pasuk says, v'im ha-magdish yigdol space of yosav chaymish, magdish v'lo yamatvis. The original animal, nothing further. So now we begin our back and forth again. By Rav Oven, Hifrish Oshem Laskap, by I designated an animal for carbon Oshem, for Humam, and it became Balmum. So since it came Balmum, I was paided. For Haisav Lach Chaymish, for Chilaloi. So bring another animal that's worth a Chaymish more. Now, so this second animal is my new carbon Oshem. I lose my second animal. So when Skap Bakashmach, so I take a third animal. What? Then I find my second animal. What is the status of that second animal now? It's an oila. Vinitik zela oila. And now, I want to be paided. Do I add a chaymish? Because it comes by mum. Do I add a chaymish or not? Mash yosef lov chaymish. So again, and we're going to learn with the shita. Bukubetzis. Amar ba'a ma'a kama ba'ilei. What's his question? Ish de gufim kedusha achas kama ba'ilei. If he feels that when you're dealing with two different animals, that's when you should have to add another chaymish. Like to ba'ilei b'lein eskaper. Then to buy Lebelinus Kappa, so you don't have to bring the third animal into the mix. You should just ask a question, if I'm paid to the second animal, do I have to add a chaymish? Ish de kedushas v'guf echad. If you tell me the question is the animal that turned from an oshim to an oila, maybe that's why you should have to add a chaymish to bale b'leihumam. Then why do we have to speak about a case where you had an animal got b'amum and you took and a third animal? We should ask a simple case. I had an animal, lost my animal, designated a second animal, brought it as a carbon oshim, found my first animal. My first animal now is the carbon oila, and the question should be, that first animal, do I add a chaymish to it or not? How do we understand Rav Avin? So the Gemara is Zalba Teretz. Rav Avin Chad Magoy Chad Kamei Bailei. Im Tim Tzloima. Shnei Gufim Kedusha Acha. Tzloi. If you're going to tell me when you have two animals, but they're both the same animal, the same Kedusha, they're both Karban Oshram. Mishum Dehi Kedusha Tois B'chad Zoma Chad Chaymish. I once already added a Chaymish to an Oshram. So I don't have to add a Chaymish to another Oshram. Shnei Kedusha, Shnei Gufim Shnei Kedusha Smai. And the Gemara remains with a Teiku. Lishna Chrina, a different version of this question. Bar Rav Avin, Hifrish Osham Leskapabai. I designated a carbon Osham for my Chiv. V'humam, and then that animal becomes a Bamum. V'chiloy al Acher, so I brought another animal. V'hoysa Chaymish. Leskapar ba'osham Acher, and now I bring a third animal, because I lost my second animal. V'nitak zeh la'oyla, and the second animal gets lost. Mash yasla Chaymish. Amar Abaya, so comments Abaya, Hadein Kamei Bailei. His question is, Ikedusha Acheres Ba'osa, what's your question? Ikedusha Acheres Ba'osa Guf Kamei Bailei, if your issue is when it became an Oila instead of an Asham, and a Bailei Hum, so what do I have to speak about the animal becoming a Bamum? If, on the other hand, Iguf Acher Ba'osa Kedusha, V'chil Al Acher, Me'ash Yosel L'Chemish, Me am meaning by Ashim Kamahu the Maisif. Only on the first Ashim. Ava beguf echad. But the other one. Ava gav the coin by Isa Kedusha. A Maisif Chaimish. You don't have to add. A Dumma. Call Isa Kedusha. As long as the second animal is Ashim. A Maisif Chaimish. Vimtim Tzulay meguf echad. And if you're going to say the other animal. Kivin the by Isa Kedusha coin. They're both carbon Ashims. That's why. Ain't a Maisif Chaimish. Maisif Chaimish, which is a very bechidish, as the Shita points out. Because before we said the fact that they have the same Kedusha is a reason that you shouldn't have to add a Chaimish. And now we're saying it's a reason to add a Chaimish. So the Shita says the Gemara is exploring from all sides. El neskapa ba'achav nitak zeh la'oyla ma'hu. Wa'u bir alocha. Ki Maisif Chaimish ba'oysa guf ba'oysa Kedusha. Aba Kedusha acheres loy. Aydama kima da'oysa gufu. Since it's the same animal, Maisif Chaimish, the Gemara remains with a take-home.